G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency.
In a very different scenario from the G20 ministerial meetings, national flags were replaced by banners of movements, suits and ties gave way to caps bearing various acronyms, and the clamor of democracy replaced the formal silence. In a warehouse in the port area of Rio de Janeiro, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, president of Brazil, representing the largest economies in the world, received the G20 social final declaration prepared by the engagement groups and social movements. A historic text calling for ambitious commitments to overcome profound global challenges. On the stage, side by side, were authorities and social movements representatives. Watching the act, more than 5,000 people accompanied President Lula, affirming that the G20 Social Summit is not the end of a process, but the beginning of a new stage.
Desde a primeira cúpula, o G20 se consolidou como o principal fórum de cooperação econômica mundial.
Lula said, "The economy and international politics are not the monopoly of specialists or bureaucrats. They are not only in the offices of the New York Stock Exchange or the São Paulo Stock Exchange, nor only in the offices of Washington, Beijing, Brussels, or Brasilia. They are part of the daily lives of each of us." The receipt of the G20 Social Declaration occurred after months of agendas and activities in the Rio de Janeiro port area, with hundreds of self-managed activities and more than 37,000 people present. Summarizing the priority themes of the G20 presidency, President Lula mentioned the fight against hunger as an urgent global agenda.
O G20 tem que acontecer todo santo dia no nosso dia a dia.
President Lula said, "The G20 has to happen every day in our daily lives because there are 733 million people who go to bed every night without anything to eat. In the last year, the world spent $2.4 trillion on weapons and almost nothing on providing food for people who need to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner." On behalf of South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, the country's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ronald Lamola, stated that Brazil has raised the standard of a G20 presidency and assured South Africa is ready to take on the challenge of a G20 social. With information from the G20 Social, Laura Carrasco Frederico.
G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency.